News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin could be facing a test of his leadership of Fianna Fáil at a party meeting later today. There's widespread anger among TD centres and MEPs over Jim Gavin's abandoned presidential campaign. We're joined by Christopher Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South West. Christopher, thanks indeed for coming into us. What will you be saying to Micheál Martin later today?
Look, first of all, I think there's going to be a robust discussion tonight. Obviously, as a party, we're gutted that we no longer have a candidate. We were looking forward to the campaign. We were looking forward to getting on doors. We like an election, despite what people might think in terms of, we're only just off the back of one this time last year. But no, we were looking forward to the campaign. And for most of us, certainly, it was a candidate that we could definitely get behind. And especially at the launch, which was, only a week ago now, or just over a week ago, you could see some of the characteristics that, I suppose, put Jim up there as a potential candidate. The work he'd done in North Inner City, Dublin.
Yeah.
Obviously, his work with the GAA, his work abroad with the Defence Forces. So the more of that was coming through. And I think the challenge was for us to get that across to the public in a very short space of time, which was going to be a challenge. But so I think, look, that's the first thing. There will be a lot of disappointment that we no longer have a candidate. Obviously, you'll see from certainly some TDs within the party, there is a higher degree of anger, a higher degree of frustration. Yeah. And tonight is an opportunity for them to absolutely vent that, and that's why it's healthy. Like these parliamentary party meetings are healthy. They're an opportunity to get across grievances, but it's also, look, it's a great opportunity for Micheál to I suppose discuss frankly with the rest of the parliamentary party, the time of events and what happened. And look, I'm sure there'll be a healthy discussion. We'll come out the other side of this and we will get on with what we're good at, and that is being in government.
One of your colleagues in Cork, James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD, said Jim Gavin should never have found himself on the ballot paper. He was there due to the extensive pressure put on Fianna Fáil TDs and senators by Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers. They repeatedly phoned each member of the parliamentary party in the days leading up to the convention. He says he regrets the treatment bestowed on Mr. Gavin and his party, but elevating him one day and then throwing him under the bus the next has to be one of the most unceremonious dumping on a party candidate in modern political Irish political history. He's really angry, clearly, about this. Do you share that anger? Is Micheál Martin damaged by this?
Certainly not that level of frustration. As I said, we're disappointed we no longer have a candidate. But, and in fairness to James, he's never been afraid to express his opinion. And he's absolutely entitled to do that. He's a good young politician who's decided to express his opinion. And that's absolutely fine. Obviously, look, I wasn't subjected to extensive pressure. I wasn't receiving regular phone calls in relation to this. I think there was, if you look back to June, July, there was probably pressure on Micheál to select a candidate. And if we're honest about it, if we look at that time, there was no obvious choice that I would see as a credible choice for president. So Micheál was in a position where he had to find someone different, maybe someone outside the box, someone who would...
I get that, Christopher, but it went disastrously wrong. I mean, he gambled and he lost big time.
It transpired that it didn't work out, obviously. Jim made a mistake. He has owned up to that mistake and apologised for it. But I know we have a candidate. So, yes, it did go wrong. But in fairness to Micheál, and look, in terms of his leadership, he's still, in my opinion, by a long way, the best person to lead this party.
Really, because Eamon O'Queeve on this show said yesterday, a former Fianna Fáil minister, former Fianna Fáil TD, said it was highly unlikely Micheál Martin would lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election.
I disagree with Eamon, just respectfully on that. Again, Eamon, another politician I've great time for and was a good mentor to me in the last Dáil, but I do still feel that Micheál is by a distance. In general, he gets things right. He's usually gauges things correctly. You see that in the results in the last general election where we were, the polls were telling us that we'd be third by a distance and we end up being the biggest party. He generally has a good gauge of things. Did we get things right in this occasion? Possibly
no,
not.
No leadership challenge as far as you're concerned?
I don't expect so. There will be a lot of, there'll be people who are disgruntled. There'll be a bit of disquiet. There will be robust engagement. People will want to get things off their chest. There will be absolutely, look, do we review how we pick our presidential candidates? Probably. We'll be looking at, you know, do we need to give grassroots more of a say? We probably do. Do we need to give our councillors more of a say? We probably do. So I'd imagine that's where this will go.
Christopher O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South West. Thank you indeed for coming into News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.